Your day started right. This is VOC Breakfast with Gulam Fakir and Sabiro Sheikh Yeso. Only on the Voice of the Cape.
6:46 is where we're at this morning, and if you've just joined us, welcome into it. Good to have you in our company. Of course, G, in a moment, you're going to be speaking to Dr. Keith Kluter and just finding out a bit more in terms of what's going on.
No, I think and it's important that we do this. I mean, the numbers, you know, yesterday we heard Premier Alan Wendy coming out also, you know, detailing some information as well. And I think our worst fears are sort of coming true if you think about it. Authorities have been saying for weeks, you know, that the responsibility is on us as citizens to ensure that COVID-19 cases don't surge. But the Western Cape Health Department is now seeing an increase in the numbers of active COVID-19 infections and hospitalizations in the province. So I thought, you know, we wanted to get Dr. Keith Kluter. He's the head of the Western Cape Health Department. I mean, we've been obviously keeping in touch with Dr. Keith throughout this pandemic, basically on a weekly basis, just to sort of get the details, you know, every week. Dr. Keith, thank you so much for your time this morning on Breakfast 91.3 FM. What are the latest stats looking like at this point?
Thank you very much, Gulam and Sagara. The current stats, I can confirm to you that we have 126,000 cases to date. We have 7,200 active cases. Now, I'll come back to the active cases because that's the one that shot up in the last 2 weeks or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
What we're looking at now is how many cases we've had in the last 7 days compared to the previous 7 days. So the last 7 days in the Western Cape, we've had 5,300 cases compared to 2,600 the 7 days before. Now you can see that's almost a 50% increase in cases.
Mm.
If you go to the garden route, it is 2,045 cases in the last 7 days compared to 990 the 7 days before. So that's the biggest increase, and that's in the garden route. And then if you come to the Cape Metro, which is our biggest concern, is 2,300 cases in the last 7 days compared to 1,200 in the 7 days before. So there's a general massive upswing in cases, and our teams on the ground are reporting exactly what you're saying. It is purely down to movement of people into crowded places, letting down of the behavior, high guards we had, people not adhering to distancing, not wearing masks, and really just going into crowded and enclosed spaces. So we've seen multiple explosions of COVID, and now we, in a sense, back to where we were in May, in that we have established community transmission now literally everywhere in every community of the Western Cape.
Dr. Keith, I mean, when you say that we're back to May, you know, to what it was like in May, then that is shocking because we were still trying to figure out a way around it, if you think about it. And if you look at the numbers also that you've just spoken about now, if you just look at the Cape Metro, for argument's sake, 2,300 in the last 7 days compared to 1,200 to the previous 7 days, that's a 50% jump, you know. If we look at the garden, what's the result of that spike there? And then also, if you look at the Western Cape, or at least the Cape Metro, you know, what are the hotspots here?
Okay. So in the garden route, let me start there, Kulam. The garden route, it was specifically in the George area, and it was in Tembaletu, Hornley, Pakalsdorp, and those areas, Rosemore. And then it spread to the Knysna area, and then it spread to the Plettenberg Bay area. It's now grown very fast in George, and in Knysna, and actually we said for the last 2 days, it's the highest numbers of new cases per day that we've seen in George and Knysna, higher than it was at the first wave. So now we see more cases that we've ever seen per day in George and Knysna. It's going off through Mossel Bay as well, and it's lesser in the other areas of Garden. If you come to the Cape Metro, now you would recall about 4 weeks ago, we had cases in the southern suburbs, and it was linked to young people. We actually got on top of that, and then the cases decreased. That was in October. But from the beginning of November, the cases have gone up literally in every area, but I can tell you the cases, the areas where it's gone up the highest. So the western sub-district, which is really from the city bowl upwards, you know, to Atlantis, we have seen now places, it's a little bit lower from the N2 up, you know. So in Western, you see the city bowl, you see places like Sea Point, You see even places like Pinelands going up into the Maitland area and then up to Atlantis. Those are places where there's now lots and lots of cases. Like in the first round, there was maybe not that many cases because people were in the houses and they were under lockdown and the movement was less in those areas. If you come to Southern, which is the second highest, again, it is now still the same Claremont area, but now into Ottery, Grassy Park, Lotus River, those areas, again, people maybe in the first round were more under, the movement were less, and people were inside and indoors. Mm. Now there is more cases in those areas. And I can go on like that. The areas that were much higher the first round is now slightly lower, but it is also increasing. So Mitchell's Plain, for instance, had the biggest jump in the last 7 days.
Oh.
There's 206 cases in the last 7 days in Mitchell's Plain, compared to 82 in the 7 days before. Khayelitsha is 124 cases compared to 65. So although they are lower than the southern suburbs, there are people that's vulnerable in the Mitchell's Plain area, people that's vulnerable in Khayelitsha and in the other areas of the metro.
Doc, of course, with these increases, we've also been seeing, you know, a doubling, per se, in terms of daily hospitalization. In terms of our hospitals, you know, which hospitals are now being affected by this increase?
So, yeah, that's our biggest concern, and that's why the Premier made the statement that we made yesterday, is that the hospitalization in the last 3 weeks in the Garden Route, the hospitalizations has increased threefold. So in Garden Route, literally all the private hospitals are almost full to capacity. And now the public hospitals are also struggling in Meisner specifically and then in George. Whereas in the other hospitals, the other areas, there is still some capacity, but it's filling up fast. In the metro, the increase over the last 3 weeks has almost doubled. And there's certain hospitals, obviously, that has increased much bigger than in other hospitals. So again, a lot of private hospitals have shown a big increase in the metro as well. And then in the metro, the bigger hospitals obviously have started increasing. So Grootske Hospital has seen the biggest increase, followed by Tigerberg Hospital, and then Mitchell's Plain Hospital and Somerset Hospital. But it's not as if the other hospitals have not seen an increase as well.
Mm.
Now, Brackengate, you will remember, we had the convention center, the Hospital of Hope. We closed that, but we have Brackengate, which has 338 beds. Brackengate, which we're trying to protect other hospitals, have increased. Ooh. Hello?
Yes, Doc, go ahead. We are here. We're listening. Yes, Brackengate.
Brackengate has now got more than 100 patients in as well. So, yeah, it's a general increase in hospitalization, but certain hospitals having a bigger increase than others.
Okay, Doc. Now, you know, having seen these numbers escalate the way they have and increased, you know, are there talks on the table in terms of restrictions or further restrictions for the Western Cape once again?
Yes. Yeah, so what we did is I presented this all to the Cabinet on Tuesday.
Mm.
The Premier and the Cabinet has taken it very seriously. That's why we had the DigiCon yesterday, a day early than normally.
Yes.
And we are now looking at all possible areas. So the first thing to deploy is via the Disaster Management Center and all the disaster management centers in the province is to deploy more law enforcement and look at people and areas where there's irresponsible behavior. So there's a big focus on focusing on malls, and areas of gathering, and clubs and nightclubs for the next week, specifically with a focus on Black Friday, this coming Black Friday.
Yeah, yeah.
But we are meeting on Friday with the Premier to consider all the possibilities for local restrictions. So that might be restrictions of movement, restriction of trade of people in certain areas, definitely a much stricter response to where there are reported places where people have irresponsible gatherings as workplaces, to clamp down on the people that are responsible for those.
Sure. Now, you alluded to Black Friday. Finally, you know, your sort of advice and, you know, sharing a warning perhaps with those that are listening in this morning ahead of Black Friday?
It's a very simple advice, Albida. If you... my advice to anybody would be, is if I apply advice that I would apply to myself and my family, I would not go out on Friday to any places with crowding. Doesn't matter how cheap or whatever bargain I'm going to get. It's not worth introducing COVID into my workplace and expanding COVID and putting vulnerable people at risk.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Keith Kluti, thanks so much for joining us this morning.